Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so today's Am I the Jerk is... Am I the jerk for telling my brother his kids come before his wife?
Huh?
What?
Wait,
hold on.
Whoa, huh?
Was that right? No, that doesn't sound right. Hold on. This is what she said. She said, hey, I would love some outside opinions on this, because I for sure have one.
Oh, and we go give you ours, bozo.
Here's what she said. Allie and DZ, my brother-in-law, believes that my sister should always make him her priority. Wait. My brother-in-law should always make him her priority. This is all in his words. He's saying that he should be his wife's priority over their kids, who are 7, 6, and a third on the way. And the 7-year-old's autistic. I don't even think you need that. I think this is just a...
It adds layers, though.
It adds layers, yeah. For sure. And then she writes on, she said, he lets her know all the things he looks up on the internet that says wives need to put the husbands first, and then he shows her. This information...
Take much?
This information comes from a professional, so it must be true, he says.
Mm-hmm.
She's made it clear from the start that her children will always come first. My opinion is that there's a reason they're called dependents on taxes.
Ain't that the truth, though?
So
come on now.
Who is the jerk? Okay. So this is you can always submit Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. It's written a little weird, but I think we get the gist of it.
Yeah.
What she's asking us.
Let's break it down. It's basically somebody saying that I am more valuable and important to take care of than our children.
Mm-hmm. This is how it should have been. Am I the jerk for telling my brother his kids come before him? That's what it should have been. Because he's saying, oh, no, my wife needs to put me first. I feel like this is an argument with a lot of couples with children, and I've seen it on the outside.
Is it?
Yes. I have seen men that go, no, I'm number one. And then I've seen men that understand, no, kids first, because you're both putting the kids first and then each other.
I should get my dinner first.
You've never seen a man say this, that they should come before the kids, or the wife is too focused on the kids and not them. I've heard that a lot.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, sure. Mm-hmm. It just, to me, sounds like an erroneous concept, because when you're on a team and you're working towards a goal and the goal is to raise your children in the best way possible, you always put the kids first until they go to bed. And then you know what I'm talking about.
Mom chicka, mama. If you're not tired, mom chicka. Listen.
Which we tired a lot.
Let's be real. You're tired.
But
you also just said something that I would... You know what? It's not a fact. It's an opinion. But 70% of couples are not on the same team. You know a lot of couples.
I get that.
There's the 30% good solid like you. 1 in 3, I'll give it. Mm-hmm. That are really working as a team. That are really doing things together. That aren't in this... There's a separation, clearly, with this couple.
Yeah, yeah. Well, even disagreeing in the parenting styles. Because me and my wife don't agree on everything.
Obviously.
But we come to an accord. Mm-hmm. And that's what's important, right? I don't find myself ever thinking, like, I should be first before our boys. Mm-hmm. I should be first in our family. I'm king of the castle.
Right?
Look at me in my chair. No, man. What am I? Like, no. Boy, come on, dog.
Who looks up stuff on the internet and then shows their wife, look, it says I'm supposed to come before the kids.
That sounds a little...
selfish, man.
Not a little. A lot of condescending.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, on the flip, is she looking up material on how to be a better husband or how to prioritize your family first? Because in a lot of cases, a man is told that you are meant to prioritize your family mm-hmm. over yourself, mm-hmm. right? In my opinion, that's my philosophy. I am meant to prioritize my family over myself.
You're told that. And it's ironic. Women aren't told that. They just do it, and they almost go too far. and then you got this.
So, I don't know, man. I think this is a little bit wild, but...
All right. Courtney's her name. She wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her brother that his kids come before him, because he thinks that his wife, her sister, should always put him before the kids, and it's him and then the kids.
Wow.
Look at the phones. I can't. The phones are going to go crazy. 414-533-1037. Wow. I'm going to be blown away by the answers on this if it goes the opposite.
I'm not. Nah.
Okay, we'll talk to you guys next.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join MIDI. KISSFM.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Courtney wrote into the show, Am I the Jerk, at 1037kissfm.com, and she's had it with her brother-in-law. He always says to his wife, which is her sister, mm-hmm. that he should come before their three children. They've got two and one on the way. And so she said, I'm sick of this. So am I the jerk for telling my brother-in-law that his kids come before him? He wants the wife to put him before the kids.
She's imposing herself in their relationship, right? Yeah. But also defending her sister.
Dude,
exactly.
If my sister, either of my sister's husbands, they're both married now, if either of them said that, it'd be on.
Yeah.
I'd call my brother-in-law and be like, really? Marker Van?
Got a hint.
Whichever one of you said it.
Marker Van.
Those are my two brother-in-laws.
Sounds like it's a van full of markers. Because a marker van.
Ah, I like it.
That's just where my brain went to. Well, anyway, I digress.
We have a guy on the phone this morning. Tim's calling from Grafton.
Okay.
Hi, Tim. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, man. Good to hear from you. We're trying to work it out here. Mm-hmm. Is she the jerk for stepping in and...
Tim, was this right? What did I write down? What? You have five girls and you're married. Is that correct?
That's true.
Well, then I feel like he can speak on it, DZ.
Definitely. Talk to us.
Yeah, my youngest are actually Irish twins. They're less than a year apart from each other.
You got busy trying to have a boy, huh? Yeah.
Well, we were trying to have a boy, yeah. It didn't work out that way.
Yes, sir.
When you said five girls, we knew that, okay, Tim? Is she the jerk, though, for telling the brother-in-law his kids come before him?
All right, I'm going to tell you, my honest opinion is I think they're both being jerks, okay? So... I've also read many, many articles online, right, to talk, like, the precedent order of like, preference, right?
Uh-huh. Sure,
so
sure.
I believe, and I'm a firm believer in some of the articles I read, she should put herself first, and then her husband second, mm-hmm. and then their children third. He should put himself first, his wife second, and their children third. And the reason is, like you said earlier, there's so many mothers who run themselves to death yes. for the children, mm-hmm. right?
Correct.
And then what kind of wife can she be when she's like about to pass out 24 hours a day? And what kind of mother can she be? Mm. Likewise, though, she is not only a jerk, she's also a bleep, right? So he's misconstruing these articles.
Sure.
Right? He's trying to like make it sound like, hey, put that baby down and go get me a beer.
He's spinning right? it to his favor and his desire, basically.
He sounds selfish.
Right.
He sounds.
He
the
does.
Thing is, he needs to be helping her, and they, like DZ said, they need to be a team parenting versus,
absolutely.
Versus no, it's absolutely. Me before them. No, it's us. It would be us before them.
Yeah, realistically.
Not
right.
me. Yeah, I get that.
And that's kind of
I think he's
too.
Trying to misconstrue it.
Yeah.
I think he's trying to twist the words to make himself like the ultimate authority.
Fit his narrative.
And that's not the case.
Yeah.
That is absolutely not the case. He should be doing everything he can to help with her and her babies.
Tim helps me make sense of this. Buddy is not the alpha in their relationship, and he desires so deeply to be, so he's trying to impose all of these wills and things, and I'm man, I'm first, watch, I create
right.
fire, ooga, come on.
You're right.
Tim,
he's
yes, sir.
He's projecting because he's not the
he's
alpha.
Because he's not a control. Because he's not a control.
Little man syndrome.
Little man.
You guys, I mean, do we even need more colors?
I got chills. Tim, sir, yes.
Wow, Tim, this was
a true alpha male will willingly put himself last.
That part
to make sure his wife and his children are taken care of.
But
and that's the way it should be. I sacrifice all the time to make sure that. You know, my wife, my baby's taken care of. And
look at him flexing himself. He said, I'm an alpha male.
Uh-huh.
That's why I be doing.
He's like, I don't need to tell her.
Stop gassing this up and stop gassing yourself up. We already heard what you said. But listen, don't distract from the fact that he still called the sister-in-law a jerk. He said, yes, she's a jerk for getting in it.
Getting involved. Yeah, but if it was my sister,
and I agree with you, though, she should be because that's her sister, right?
Yeah.
Family takes care of family. But she shouldn't be making sure that he's
last.
There's a way to put it. And if she doesn't do it right, it's going to make it worse.
She could almost talk to her sister, but not. You're saying not to him.
Not to him.
Yeah.
She needs
Fair
to reinforce
enough.
Her sister's behavior, and then her sister needs to deal with her husband.
Yeah. That's what made her the jerk, the fact that she approached him, not the sister.
Yeah.
It'd be like me
he's
coming
not
over
listen.
To your house, Tim, and then like telling you, if your wife was my sister, and being like, but let me tell you, Tim.
Right.
You're
it ain't
like,
going
to
work.
Okay.
Now she's just going to start stuff in their household. Ooh, Tim, we got to get you off the line. You're making too much sense.
Bye, Tim. Tim.
All right, bye, guys. Peace. Take it easy.
Yeah, we got to talk to Tim again. He brought some logic.
He did. I mean, Jessica's in Racine next, and she's got three kids and is married as well. Jessica, ooh, you heard Tim there, but is Courtney the jerk for telling her brother his kids come before him?
No, she is not the jerk.
Ooh, opposites. Mm-hmm. Talk to us.
Okay, first off, his wife is pregnant. She should be number one priority.
Oh, right. That's true.
No matter what.
I forgot about that.
Right
I
now,
forgot.
She needs the help. Mm. But kids come first. There's a time and a place for you and your partner to support each other and put each other first.
Because they can't take care of themselves. They are your responsibility. You make the decisions for them. You fend for them. And they are your responsibility
exactly.
until they're adults. And so they cannot make their own choices. You're making those for mm-hmm. them. You can make your own choices, my guy.
At least the microwave, they can't do anything for themselves. Like, right. all they
even
can
if
do
they
is
can,
get water.
And even if they can, let's say they're teenagers, you're still responsible for them. You know?
Take care of your kids well until adulthood. Yeah. In a lot of situations, right? Mm-hmm. Your parents are still your parents no matter how old you are.
100%. I'm sorry. He needs to back off her mm-hmm. and put himself last. I'm sorry. Like, there is a time and a place. You can have days or you can have, like, breaks where you can go do your thing.
Right.
Or get a babysitter and go do your together. Mm-hmm. But those kids are your priority as long as they are awake and wreaking havoc in your household.
And even for part of the time when they sleep, they're still my priority.
See?
Yes. See? Yes, 100%. Yes.
All right, Jessica. Okay, Jessica, we appreciate it. You said not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
All right.
Thank have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Babe's on the phone. Last but not least, one of our regulars. We call Mike in Hartford. We call him Babe now, like his wife does. I'm bringing sexy back. Mike.
Morning, Babe.
Good morning, Babe.
Hi, Babe. Courtney wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her brother-in-law that his kids come before him. He wants his wife to always put him before the kids, and she's had it.
Keep it honest, man. You want your dinner first? Talk to us, Mike.
Eileen always gets her dinner first.
That's their baby.
And dad's always the one to blow on it to make sure it's cool enough for her to eat.
That part.
I'm always the one to get my food last. Kathleen dishes up the food. I'm the one who blows on it. She gets her food, and then I'm always the one to get last.
Teamwork. Right.
Yeah,
there.
We complement each other well enough where, like, if she, you know, it's not always 50-50. It's 90-10, 80-20, whatever, back and forth because.
Right.
That's just what we have to do, but mm-hmm. at the end of the day, in the Wallace household, Eileen is first, no matter what.
Well,
that part.
Thank you, Mike. Well said, and way to end Am I the Jerk today. You have a great weekend, Mike.
You guys too, babe.
Peace, man.
Bye, babe.
I said Mike drop. I should have said babe drop. I get it, because his name is Mike.
I think not the jerk, even though Tim said they're both jerks. We came out with a not the jerk for telling the brother-in-law. Just stay out of it, though, next time and talk to the sister.
Even Tim was saying, I understand the jerk behavior, though, right?
Well, yeah, so- tell me I'm not going to stick up for my sister.
I'm not going to tell you that.
I'm coming for you, and you know that.
I've watched my wife and her sister stand up for each other time and time again, seconds after having just fought one another.
Yeah.
It's sisterhood. I'm not getting between that.
I just told Owen and Hudson, I said, you can do whatever you want to each other, but if anybody screws with your sibling, you come for them. You got me?
We back to back, baby, and we fight in the world.
I said,
listen.
You see me and my sisters do it. And mm-hmm. I said that to my kids. They go, yeah, you do fight with Aunt Penny, and then you're fine. I go, yeah. That's right.
It's called sibling rivalry, love, and affection.
And we will love each other no matter what.
Get used to it. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.